Jacket News. Trending now. Trending now.
The weekend kicks off partly cloudy over the eastern parts of Mpumalanga and Limpopo. Otherwise, fine and cool to cold across our areas. Pretoria, Mbombela and Rustenburg up to 22. Joburg and Polokwane 21. Emalahleni a high of 19 degrees.
In Boysons, a collision on the M1 northbound before the Crown interchange that's causing queuing traffic.
Politics and last-minute discussions ahead of this morning's first sitting of the new parliament. That's the headline news, but that's not all the news. In Manzini, in Eswatini, two suspects linked to the murder of Kenan, a.k.a. Forbes, and his friend Bella Tips Mutswane, are expected back in court. This is for the continuation of the case in which the South African government is applying for their extradition to stand trial for the murders in South Africa. And in Johannesburg, police seized counterfeit goods worth 6 million rand during a bust on Rahima Musa Street in the CBD. More than 7,000 fake items were confiscated, imitating well-known brands of shoes, clothing, handbags, caps, perfumes, cosmetics and backpacks. I'm Khada D'Souza. More news at 8.
Well, the action continues at the T20 Cricket World Cup, and as we've seen across the tournament, more low-scoring encounters. England thrashed Oman by 8 wickets as the reigning champions revived their campaign in Antigua yesterday. The English dismissed Oman for just 47 before reaching 50 for 2 in a mere 3.1 overs. Such a low-scoring match. Bangladesh defeated the Netherlands by 25 runs to edge closer to the second round, and that means the Tigers are ideally placed to join the already qualified South Africans from Group D into the Super 8s. And early this morning, Afghanistan booked their place in the Super 8s with a 7-wicket win over Papua New Guinea. Finally, some positive news for the Springboks on the injury front. Cheslin Kolbe rejoining his teammates in Pretoria yesterday, though he will need some rehabilitation to recover from a knee injury. And if all goes according to plan, he should be available for selection for that opening test against Ireland on the 6th of July. The matchday squad for the opening test at Twickenham will be announced next Tuesday. Looking forward to that. Johannesburg will host the 2025 Africa Cup of Nations qualifying draw. That'll be on the 4th of July. Title holders, the Ivory Coast and tournament host Morocco, are among the 48 countries that will be divided into 12 groups of four. The winners and runners-up in 11 advancing to the 24 teams final. And it's a biggie for football today. Host Germany kick off Euro 2024 tonight in Munich against Scotland. The tournament will wrap up in Berlin on the 14th of July. An estimated 150,000 Scottish supporters will descend upon Munich for that opening game. I'm Colin Jinga, and that's your Jacket Sport.
We were good, we were gold, kind of dream that can't be sold. We were right till we weren't, built a home and watched it burn.
Started to cry, but then remembered.